Chapter 8. The Duel of the Professor and the Poet. At the same moment that consciousness left Stiopa in Yalta, it returned to Ivan Nikolaevich Homeless, who awoke from a long, deep sleep. Suddenly, the door to Ivan's room opened, and a multitude of people in white coats stepped inside. Ahead of them walked a man of about 45 years of age, clean-shaven, like an actor, with pleasant but very piercing eyes and courteous manners. The whole entourage showed him tokens of attention and respect, which had the effect of making his entrance look very ceremonial. Just like Pontius Pilate, it occurred to Ivan. He sat down on a stool while all the others remained standing. Dr. Stravinsky, the sitting man introduced himself, looking amicably at Ivan. Here you are, Alexander Nikolaevich. A man with a neat goatee said quietly and handed Ivan's densely written chart to the boss. "Splendid," Stravinsky now said, handing the chart off to somebody and addressed Ivan. "You are a poet."
"A poet," Ivan replied grimly. "They're making me out to be a madman, and no one wants to listen to me."
"Oh, no. We'll hear you out with the utmost attention," Stravinsky said.
"So listen, then. Last night, at Patriarch's Ponds, I met a mysterious person, perhaps a foreigner, perhaps not, who knew about Berlioz's death in advance and personally saw Pontius Pilate."
The entourage listened to the poet, silently and motionlessly. "Pilate, the one who lived in the time of Jesus Christ?" Stravinsky asked.
"The very same."
"And this Berlioz fellow died under a tram?"
"Exactly,"
Ivan confirmed, studying Stravinsky.
"So, anyway, he said in advance that Anushka had spilled the sunflower oil, and he slipped on that very spot. How do you like that?"
"And who is this Anushka?"
"Hell knows who she is. What's important is that he knew in advance about the sunflower oil, you see? Do you understand?"
"I understand perfectly," Stravinsky solemnly replied. "Go on."
"Going on," Ivan said. "This horrible character possesses some incredible power. For example, you can chase him all you want, but you can never catch up. And he's got this odd little couple with him, some tall guy with broken glasses, and also this black cat of incredible size who can ride a tram by himself. Moreover, he was personally present on Pontius Pilate's balcony. There could be absolutely no doubt of it. I mean, what's going on here, huh? He needs to be arrested immediately, or else he'll cause untold harm."
"So that's what you're trying to accomplish, to get him arrested. Have I understood correctly?" Stravinsky asked.
"Absolutely right. But instead, I am being forcibly detained here. I demand to be released immediately."
"Well, that's splendid."
"Splendid," Stravinsky replied.
"Everything's been cleared up.
Indeed. What is the point of keeping a healthy man in a clinic?"
"Very well. I will discharge you from here immediately if you tell me you are normal. Not prove, merely tell me.
So then, are you normal?"
Ivan thought diligently for quite some time before answering, and at last said firmly, "I am normal."
"Well, that's just splendid," Stravinsky exclaimed with relief. "And if so, let us proceed logically. You wish to leave? Be my guest. But allow me to ask, where do you intend to go from here?"
"To the police, of course," answered Ivan.
"I see. And what is the first thing you'll tell the police?"
"About Pontius Pilate."
"Well, that's just splendid,"
exclaimed the vanquished Stravinsky. "As soon as you show up at the police station and tell them you met a man who personally knew Pontius Pilate, you will be immediately brought back here." At that moment, something strange happened to Ivan Nikolaevich. It was as if his willpower had dissolved.
"So what do I do?"
"That is a most reasonable question. Now, let me tell you what actually happened to you. Yesterday, someone badly upset you and frightened you with a story about Pontius Pilate and some other things. And so you, a stressed, worn-out man, went around town telling everybody about Pontius Pilate. Quite naturally, you were taken for a madman. Your salvation lies in but one thing,
complete relaxation, and you absolutely have to stay here.
But he needs to be caught!
Ivan cried. Very well, but why run around on your own? Relay all your suspicions and accusations against this man in writing. Nothing would be easier than to send your statement where it needs to go, and if, as you believe, we are dealing with a criminal, then everything will be straightened out very soon.
Understood. Please issue me a pen and paper.
Give him paper and a small pencil, Stravinsky commanded to the portly woman, and rose. Goodbye. He shook Ivan's hand, and already on his way out, turned to the man with the goatee and said, Yes, and try the oxygen, and baths.